With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. People can take a step back in time and learn about key figures from Rhinelander's past with the upcoming Historic Lantern Tour. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with one of the organizers about the event that raises money for the Town of Pelican Fire and Rescue and Pioneer Park Historical Complex.
Eugene Shepherd, Anderson Brown, and Jenny Loomis are a few of the many people that are in some part responsible for making Rhinelander the city it is today. People will get the chance to learn more about who some of Rhinelander's most notable historical figures are and how they contributed to the city with the historic lantern tours through Forest Home Cemetery. People will be dressed as the different historic figures near their gravesites. Carrie Bladorn is the Pioneer Park Historical Complex Director. He, along with the folks from Pelican Fire and Rescue, Rhinelander Historical Society Museum, and Rhinelander Women's Club are hosting the tours.
I'm looking forward to sharing Rhinelander's history, which I love to do just every day, but in a different way, in a different light. You know, actually, instead of just talking about Anderson Brown, I get to dress up like Anderson Brown, and I got like a brown tweed suit, and I'm going to talk about his life being born in New York and growing up in Stevens Point, up to founding the community of Rhinelander, and what his life was like in the community. And I think everybody involved of the seven actors that are going to be portraying individuals are excited about that aspect, where they can embody these people and bring these folks back to life to share Rhinelander's history in a really special and fun and unique way.
The tours are October 4th starting at 6 p.m. and October 5th starting at 1 p.m. They leave every 15 minutes and will take about an hour. Bladorn says even though it'll be October in a cemetery, the tours aren't meant to be spooky.
It's a beautiful place. It's a quiet place. It's a peaceful place. And there's nothing wrong with like taking a walk through the cemetery just on a nice day and to learn some history about our location here and our community is even better.
You can buy tickets ahead of time or day of at Sammy Jr.'s Bar. That's the meeting location for the start of the tour. Proceeds benefit the Town of Pelican Fire and Rescue and Pioneer Park Historical Complex. We have more information and a link to tickets at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Some places around north central Wisconsin have adopted ordinances related to wake boats. The list includes New Bold, Presque Isle, and Lake Tomahawk. They do not ban wake boats, but ballast tanks on them. Those are located beneath the boat and create enhanced wakes, which are large, powerful wakes that can go as deep as 30 feet. They're a way to give people a way to wake surf, but damage can be caused to water bodies by the big waves. In the case of North Two Lakes and Lake Tomahawk, town supervisor Lenore Lopez said enhanced wakes damaged the sandbar. After that, Lopez and other people in the town began doing some research on potentially making an ordinance to ban ballast tanks on wake boats. If other cities or towns are considering creating an ordinance, Lopez says they have to do their homework.
Each one of the lakes is so individual, and the configuration of the lake is a factor. The depth of the lake is a factor. The acreage of the lake is a factor.
Another factor in banning ballast tanks was that residual water in them could move invasive species from lake to lake. Opponents of these ordinances question why many are just being put into place recently, since wake boats have been on the lakes for years. They also call for more research. Lopez said for Lake Tomahawk, it was an easier decision because there was clear damage from the enhanced wakes to that sandbar at North Two Lakes. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Like polling from other battleground states, the race for the White House remains close in Wisconsin. Fresh numbers out this week show some momentum shifts. Mike Moen reports.
In early July, AARP released survey results in Wisconsin following the debate between President Joe Biden and Republican nominee Donald Trump. At that point, Trump had a 6 percentage point lead among voters 18 and up in the Badger State. Fast forward to September, and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris leads Trump by a single point for that same demographic in a new Wisconsin poll conducted after their debate. Pollster Bob Ward explains what specifically changed following the summer shakeup on the Democratic ticket.
The movement among independents, where Trump was ahead of Biden by 5 points 2 months ago, and now Harris is ahead by 11 points.
The single point lead for Harris is for a head-to-head matchup question. It's slightly larger when factoring in third-party candidates. However, among Wisconsin voters 50 and older, Trump is ahead by 2 points. I'm Mike Moen.
Election officials in Wisconsin are asking the state Supreme Court to decide whether independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name should stay on the presidential ballot without waiting for an appellate ruling. Kennedy suspended his campaign in August and endorsed former President Donald Trump. He's been trying to get his name off ballots in key battleground states like Wisconsin. The impact of opioid drugs like fentanyl can be found across Wisconsin. Following an event with Wausau medical staff and community leaders, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says the group is doing important work and often getting little credit.
So we wanted to bring people together so they could talk about what they're learning, what they're seeing, and I had a chance to talk to the group to thank them for the work that they're doing. It's making a difference, an issue that impacts communities across the state and across the country. And having people who are doing the hard work on the front lines helps to save lives and helps make our communities safer.
Call spoke about what the public can do for those struggling with addiction.
Destigmatizing addiction is really critical. This is an issue that impacts every community in the country, and people have friends, family members, neighbors, colleagues who are struggling with this disease. The more that we can make clear to people that there's help out there and that there are folks who are willing to support them, the more that we're going to get people into treatment and recovery programs.
Anyone looking for help with addiction is encouraged to call the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211. The Michigan DNR is urging people to be cautious with fires right now. The recent hot, dry weather has increased wildfire risk. Open debris burning is currently not permitted in any county in the western Upper Peninsula. All northern Wisconsin counties are currently in the moderate fire danger category. The Michigan DNR reminds people to never leave fires unattended, keep a water source nearby when having a fire, and don't shoot fireworks into dry or dead grass. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.